dear people who keep company with God. One of the ways God speaks to me is through pictures. I will start seeing an image in my mind for no apparent reason. There are times I think it is random at first, but because the image keeps popping up, I catch on that God is speaking, and usually He gives me a scripture or a story from the Bible to explain what I'm seeing. Over the past few weeks, I kept seeing a field that had been freshly mowed, and I thought of this scripture, Psalm 72:6. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In this part of the country, you will notice, most hay fields are typically mowed a couple times a year, usually in the spring and fall. There is something special about a freshly mowed hay field with the large, round bales of hay scattered about. This is especially true in the fall of the year when the air is crisp and cool. It speaks of harvest and thanksgiving. That picture is wonderful in the natural, but spiritually, it is painful and somewhat humiliating to be mowed. In your heart, you feel as if you have done something wrong or something is wrong with you. It is such an unsettling time. But the real truth is we are mowed because something is very right in our lives. I live near some hay fields that were once beautiful and productive. When the owner passed away a few years ago, the fields were no longer cared for. They were no longer fertilized or mowed. Those once very lush fields are now overgrown with weeds, briars, and saplings. If you have experienced a mowing, it means you have been a productive field in the last season of your life. The Father has mowed you not because you did wrong or are wrong, but out of your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you have borne fruit, John 15:2, and God has harvested your life, John 15:8. Yet we are left like bleeding stems of grass, brought low and in a humble state. Men may look at us and wonder what we did to deserve such a fate. But the Father looks down from heaven and sees our bleeding, tender shoots, and with His own precious love, restores us to even a greater fruitfulness and glory. In His days the righteous shall flourish, and abundance of peace until the moon is no more. Psalm 73:7. It is true that we flourish more in one season than another. Paul said he had learned how to be content when he was mowed or flourishing because of the presence of Christ, Philippians 4, 11-13. Jesus is all grace, and all He does is love. His presence is our very life, and He will get you through this tender moment and into a season of flourishing and abundance of peace. Oh, one last thing. Those hay bales speak of the food for the hungry. You have a lot to give. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.